Ralph, how are you getting along?
Fine, Mr. President. How are you?
Oh, got lots of troubles, lots of troubles. We ought to get together and talk about judges sometime pretty soon. This is very much confidential, but it looks like Goldberg is reasonably clear. There's not a thing that would, cause any problem by anybody, the most bitter enemy you had or I had. The same thing is true of Gwen. They look just very much alike. Those are the first two. Then Roberts has a slight flaw, but I would grade him, if I were grading him, the light of the record now, probably B+. Two of the members of the bar committee, he has the advantage of being recommended pretty strongly by the bar committee. I don't know whether they knew him, but the guy on the district committee bar tried a case before him and said he was a very professional judge, that he listened attentively, and then he was decisive and he knew what he was doing. The fellow from Jacksonville said the same thing. I met with him day before yesterday. So he would get by. We have some derogatory statements on Singleton, that a better qualified man, that he is doesn't have enough experience, that he's not big enough, that general type of stuff. So the same thing's true of our other boy, Seal. Not anything bad, not anything that would wreck him, but it's just not the good case that you and I would like. It's Judge Brown. I don't know anything about him, but he says neither one of them are judges. What do you know about Judge Brown?
You mean on the circuit?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, would he be against them because they were Democrats?
Mr. President,
is he that type of
fellow? Personal contact with him in my life. I don't know.
I don't remember that I ever have. Jake said that he had hell getting confirmed himself, mm-hmm. and said Price had to go and help him every day.
He did because he
represented all the damn companies against the people down there in the Texas City disaster.
Represented them and had some kind of cases pending in the court then.
Well, he said he did some funny stuff.
Being confirmed.
Said he had some.
He had worse than anything on Woodrow or Singleton. He had a conflict of interest.
This is confidential, but we can't go over those reports. But he says Woodrow is a very lightweight, and he's not qualified to be judge. And he says that Dub Singleton, they are better qualified ones. And the boy that you appointed, what's his name down there?
Noah
recommends both of them well. Hanny recommends both of them well. I've forgotten who the other judges are down there. Conley recommends them both well. Thornberry recommends them both.
Well, I've had a lot of complaints about Singleton, not on character, nothing on reflecting on character at all, but that he is hot-tempered and in conference with lawyers, blows his stack, gets mad, and they're afraid he's on the bench. He blew up. Now, I never had that in 61 when I agreed with you on him then in 61, you know, and the bar blocked him back there. But I've had lawyers, not politicians, not on the party line, but lawyers that are trial lawyers, rejected me, and I haven't said anything about it since you're talking about it. So frankly, I'll tell you what they've objected. Now, Walter Hall called me, and he said they were both too light. He objected strongly that both of them were too lightweight. Walter's got some connections with some bank in Houston. He goes up there, and I think he was giving me this. Says these lawyers won't tell you, but I'm telling you as a layman, I think probably the bank's lawyers. I don't know which bank it is he does business with. And I think it's Judge Elkins. He wouldn't say they told him, but Walter Hall not being a lawyer, I feel certain this was coming from lawyers.
We ought to look at it. I told him to summarize it. Jake's a pretty objective fella, and he, I know, likes me and likes you. And and I told him to summarize them pretty well and have them where we could look at them. We got a lot of stuff on our boy in Dallas, too.
Mr. President, I may not correctly summarize this, but I've had the impression that you felt the closest man to you out of those you put up was probably Goldberg. Frankly, Wynn was the closest one to me. If those two are clear, why won't what would you think about appointing those two? Or would that just accentuate the heat on the other?
Might. I'm ready to clear three of them without any trouble, and I'm ready to clear whoever you want to of the others if we decided. Roberts has got only one statement, this boy in Corpus Christi has got a good statement now, a friend down there, Watt. His statement is good in the outfit. The REA is all right. They're good. We've gone to...
The REA hit me about Roberts here at the dinner the other night, Tuesday night. You know, they had the annual.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't say anything about it. Now, Roberts, he's a friend of mine, as I've told you, he supported me, but I've tried cases and I've never lost one in his court. I've never brought his name up because of this objection from the bar and from litigants.
Well, I ask him to interview the REA, to go back to the Gilmer man.
That's our two Western districts, what would you say, Mr. President? Putting that fills that and solves the problem of the Western District. Just put those two on through.
And Goldberg, I think we could send
them.
Well,
I'm outnumbered 2-1 there.
Well, I don't care. I'll call Goldberg. I don't care. Any of them are kind of yours, mine too. I'm willing to take them all as mine or none as mine. I think that those three are reasonably clear. Now, we got a problem with Dallas, and we ought to look at it carefully from our own standpoint. I don't know. I don't want to convict a man, I don't want to try him, but all the neighbors say he comes out, mows the lawn 5-6 o'clock, stays all night with this lady. He is married, according to them, and he leaves the next morning. And there's just nearly everybody interviewed in Dallas says this, and the judges say it, and the gossipers say it, and the lawyers say it. Judge Hughes did not pay any attention to it, her statement. I've forgotten, I don't know whether the, but I think we ought to read those. I think just you and I ought to get in a room and we ought to read them, and then you have the feel up there and see if you think it would give us any trouble.
Well, I would, Mr. President, appreciate that very much, especially in reference to that second man in Dallas, because after that was made, a report came to me from a friend of his that came only from Judge Joe Estes and a judge on the Court of Civil Appeals who wanted it himself. They were bosom friends and 33rd degree masons together, and they were out to get Mac.
That may be, but the one that impressed me was the neighbors.
Well,
the one that lived next door and say that they see it, and I read that, and it scared me a little bit.
The neighbors say that's different from jealous lawyers.
Yeah, and I'm not against that anyway. I think I think it was Ramsey that told me when I raised the question with him, he defended the man, and I think he said he wasn't married, or he had divorced, or he was separated, or he had a problem, and something wrong with his wife, or something. Ramsey gave a very logical case, persuasive, with probably the liberals I am anyway. I don't give a damn about a man. But he has a good deal of that in there. Now, are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yes.
Why don't we get together, say 11:30 in the morning, and let me have Jake call you 30 minutes ahead of time,
and I'll just come down here.
Let's just visit. We've got till next week, and we can do it over the weekend, and we can kind of get straightened out. You think of what we would do. I would say this, that you'll have no problem with the file on Roberts, except Wilbur Matthews. Wilbur Matthews says that he's against him. He represents the city of San Antonio in the Watt case. But he thinks that he is prejudiced toward the Clark Law Firm. There's a fellow named Moore in Austin, a young fella, that says he's prejudiced. He ruled wrong against him on some decision, but the Circuit Court of Civil Appeals upheld Robert. So they went back to him and said, we've looked up this case, and the Court of Civil Appeals upheld Robert. And he said, well, the Court of Civil Appeals, no damn good. So the FBI kind of said, well, the fella, maybe he's not any good. And they divide, I think they say this is the only case he's ever had. So those two things are there. The woman is the only thing in Taylor's case. The same general complaint, both Seals and the other man. And I think we have to analyze them objectively.
I've heard that. I do too, Mr. President. I heard that same objection Brown gave from Walter Hull. And Walter says, I'm calling because that's what the lawyers say, and they're just afraid to call you, Mr. President, to tell you that because they say that that's liable to get in the file, and if these men are appointed, they got to practice law before them. Now, Walter's very vehement about it, but of course, Walter's got some candidates of his own, too, in the background.
Well, but I would. But Walter Hall's a good friend of both of ours.
And he's an able man, and he's as courageous as a lion and utterly independent in these things. I value his judgment very highly.
You say
he's a great friend of yours.
He's always been to the people, I thought,
even though
he's the banker.
He absolutely is, Mr. President.
Well, you just think about him. We don't have to do anything, and we do have to do this. We have to live with whatever we do a long, long time, and you and I are going to be remembered in Texas by the type of men we put up there, and if the fellow is a damn fool, and I've gone through lots of troubles. I went through it on Jimmy Allred. I went down with him once on the circuit court. They beat us, and they said the last time they didn't want him on the bench. He's the first in my name after I got back here, and so forth. But he proved out right. But if one proves out wrong, it's hell.
Well, Mr. President, I'll be here tomorrow.
Well, I'll call you. I'll call.
A little engagement downtown. But
well, you go on down, and just let what I'll do is just have Jake. I meet with my staffs early in the morning.
I'll be back here.
There's no use of hurrying. I'll be here, I think, all afternoon, all day.
I'll be back here before 12 o'clock.
You just go on and do what you want to, and we'll call you and give you notice, and then tell your secretary that call us back when she locates you.
Yes.
And tell her what time would be convenient, because Saturday's a pretty free day.
I've got an engagement. I'll have to go down there. I won't have to. I ought to go put an appearance, and I can call her back every 15 minutes then and will.
I asked somebody about this other fellow you mentioned to me for the Houston job, the labor lawyer. And they said that he was a better lawyer, a good deal better lawyer than Seals, but he had had some trouble with a nervous condition. We ought to look at that.
Ed Smith?
Yeah. I never had heard it.
I hadn't either. I had the highest recommendation.
I went to school with him. I went to school with him.
I never heard that. Walter Hull says he's top. Walter Strong.
Well, he's.
He says you and I, neither one have had, he says, a better friend than he.
I think that's right.
He's highly thought of, and I think Ed, I think his is coming from the lawyers from this law firm over there at Houston. Attorneys for that bank. I know he does his banking business with Judge Elkins Bank, and I figured that was coming from that law firm.
This fellow, whoever it was, told me. I don't remember who it told me. Somebody, though, that's objective, that's not, that's for me and you, and it may be Jake, or it may be one of these fellows on the committee. They said that he is a much better lawyer, but that he has a problem. He had a problem of serious nervous breakdown.
I didn't know.
We might look at it. You ask.
I didn't know.
Talking to Walter or anybody else, just ask them if they ever heard it.
I'll try to get some information on that, Mr. President.
This boy was in school with me, and I did not know him. Or if I knew him, I didn't know him well.
He has been a very strong advocate of yours for years.
41, he took the stump and just went around everywhere. In 48, he and that old tall labor boy, Combs, they were both awfully strong for me when labor was against me.
Yes,
I mean that fellow Ackerman, or whatever his name was strong for Coke Stevenson. And these boys quit off from him and really fought for him. Well, you just think about it.
Ed has been a very strong campaigner for you. He's talked about San Marcos. He knew you then and always admired you.
Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow and see what we can do, and we'll try to get straightened out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bye. President. Thank you.